Maisis break dalad Mishnah Beis. Tinoikas shatamnu te'enim l'Shabbos. Tinoikas that buried te'enim for Shabbos, they buried it out in the field. Obviously, if they would have buried it in their house, there's no shaila because in a house, that's already kaveh maisis. So they buried it in the field for Shabbos. How do you know they buried it in the field for Shabbos? Because they buried it in the field and they took it out right before Shabbos. So it's obvious that what they're doing, their actions are telling us what they thought. Normally, tinokos, children's thoughts, don't count for anything in halacha, but there's a halacha of machshava nikaris misoich maaseim. This is teaching us that a machshava, their thoughts, that are obvious, that the actions that they're doing are shedding light into what they're thinking, that we do take into effect. So here, we know what they did. V'shachu la'asun, and then they forgot to take off maisers. Lo yoichlu l'moitzoi Shabbos ad she'asru. So they are not allowed to eat from obviously they can't eat it on Shabbos, because Shabbos is kaveh meiser. And even after Shabbos, they can't eat it ad she'asru until they take off meisers. Now, if you recall, we had Reb Meir's shita earlier, that if one carries something from one place to another, and then Reb Meir says that if you brought it to a place you wanted to stay on Shabbos, so that's kaveh meiser. And that was in Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel, and there the Taisi Santav said that even if Shabbos didn't come, Rabbi Meir held that because he had in mind for Shabbos, it was Kaveh Maiser right away. However, the Taisi Santav pointed out over there, that had Shabbos come, even though you didn't even have in mind for Shabbos, you didn't have in mind that you didn't designate them for Shabbos, still, Shabbos always is Kaveh Maiser, whether you're thinking about it or not, and that's it, you're done. So according to that, that was the way Tosfos Yontif brought Rabbi Yochanan to explain Rabbi Meir there, the Yerushalmi over there. So therefore, if we apply it here, that means that once Shabbos comes, no matter whose kavanas are for what, Shabbos is kaveh meiser, and that's it. There's nothing you can do about it. So why is the Mishnah tell us that they're tamnu te'enim l'Shabbos, that we have to deal with the tinoik's machshavas, that they did it in order to bury it for Shabbos? Who cares why they did it? Once Shabbos comes, it's Kaveh Meiser. So the Teretz is to teach us that even if the Kavana is to bury it for Shabbos, still only on Shabbos and after Shabbos it's Usser. But before Shabbos, it's not Usser. So the Mishnah is teaching us that Dafka after Shabbos is Usser, but before Shabbos it's actually Mutter. That's what Kivegar says. It's based on the Rash B'Shem HaYushalmi. Mishnah continues, Kalkolas Shabbos, if one has a special nice basket that he only puts the best fruits designated for Shabbos. Beishamai Poitrin, Beishamai says it's Potter for Maisers, because Lamaisa, I know that the fruits are designated for Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos yet, so it's Potter. Uveisil Mechaivin, but Beisil says you're chayv to take off Maiser right away, even before Shabbos, because since you set it aside for Shabbos, it's a Kvias. That is one side thought I was just thinking. As I'm learning this, we know the whole machlekes Beishamai Beis Hillel, as far as being mechabit Shabbos, that Beishamai holds that a person, not Beishamai, it's actually Shamai Hazokin, they would prepare for the whole week and find the best animal for Shabbos. And Hillel Hazokin would say, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, he had bitachon and he had amuno, that Hashem would give him the best animal afterwards, day by day. And we see here, it's almost like the opposite, where the second that it's put down, Beis Hillel is mechayiv, and Beishamai patters. Just, I mean, it's not exactly a comparison, but just something to think about. But anyway, Beishamai patters it because Lamais it's not Shabbos, Beisil's Mechayivit, because by the fact you designated, that's a Kvias. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afaleket es ha-kalkala l'shloach l'chavero lo yoichel ad she'is aser. Rabbi Yehuda says, forget about Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda held that even if a person takes a basket to send to his friend, b'derech hashivus, he's not allowed to eat it until Maises are taken off. Aye, Matana is not Kaveh Meiser. So why is it that when one sends a basket to his friend, that he cannot eat it until he takes off Meisers? The Rav says that because he designates to send it, he's Makbid Olav, it's almost like a Shabbos basket. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Tiferes Yisrael explains what this means is that normally when we deal with a Matana, it's not Kaveh Meiser. But here, because he's sending it with a Shliach, there's more covet involved. He's sending to a guy's house with a shliach, the bells and whistles, and a nice basket, so that itself is more of a kvias, and that's kaveh meiser.